from the fundamental instructions for ideal living, the path of the Buddha leads us to the boulevards of light and joy. Here, the mind rises above matter and the material. We are ushered into the appeal of the teachings and the virtues of the awakened one. This is the realm of the Dhammapada, where in Buddha Vagga it is said that our life is shaped by our mind, and we can take our lives into our own hands, aided by our insights into the joys and sorrows, the causes and effects of thoughts and actions.
Yasajitam navajiyate jitamassa noyati kochi loke tam buddham ananta gocharam apadam kena padena nesatha.
He is the conqueror who can never be conquered, into whose conquest no other can ever enter. By what track can you reach him, the Buddha, the awakened one, free of all conditioning?
Yassa jalini visattika tanha natthi kuhinchi netave tam buddham ananta gocharam apadam kena padena nesatha.
How can you describe him in human language, the Buddha, the awakened one, free from the net of desires and the pollution of passions, free from all conditioning?
Ye jhana pasuta dhira nekham upasame rata devapitesam bihayanti sambuddhanam sati matam.
Even the gods emulate those who are awakened, established in meditation. They live in freedom, at peace.
Kichho manussa pati labho kicham machan jivitam kicham saddhamma savanam kicho buddhanam uppado.
It is hard to obtain human birth, harder to live like a human being, harder still to understand the dharma, but hardest of all to attain nirvana.
Sabba papassa akaranam kusalassa upasampada sachitta pariyodapanam etam buddhanam sasanam.
Avoid all evil, cultivate the good, purify your mind. This sums up the teaching of the Buddha.
Khanti paramam तपोतितिक्खा निब्बाणं परमं वदन्ति बुद्धा नहि पब्बजितो परूपघाति समणो होति परं विहेठयन्तो अनुपवादो अनुपघातो पाति मुख्ये च संवरो मत्तञ्जुता च भतस्मिं पन्तं च शयनासनम् अधिचित्ते च आयोगो एतं बुद्धानं सासनम्.
Cultivate the patience that endures and attain nirvana, the highest goal in life. Do not oppress others or cause them pain. That is not the way of the spiritual aspirant. Do not find fault with others. Do not injure others, but live in accordance with the dharma. Be moderate in eating and sleeping, and meditate on the highest. This sums up the teachings of the Buddhas.
Nakaha panavasena tittikame suvijjati appasada dukkha kama इति विज्ञाय पंडितो.
Even a shower of gold cannot quench the passions. They are wise who know that passions are passing and bring pain in their wake.
अपि दिव्येषु कामेषु रतिं सो नाधिगच्छति तन्हत्खयरतो होति सम्मा संबुद्धसावको.
Even celestial pleasures cannot quench the passions. They are true followers of the Buddha who rejoice in the conquest of desires.
Bahum ve saranam yanti pabbatani vanani cha aramaruk खचेत्यानि मनुसा भयतज्जिता नेदं को शरणं खेमं नेतं शरणमुत्तमम् नेतं शरणमागम सब दुखा पमुच्यते.
Driven by fear, people run for security to mountains and forests, to sacred spots and shrines. But none of these can be a safe refuge because they cannot free the mind from fear.
Yo cha buddham cha dhammam cha sangham cha saranam gato चत्तारि अरिय सच्चानि सम्मपय्याय पस्सते। दुःखं दुःख समुत्पादं दुःखस्य च अतिक्रमम्। अरियं चट्ठंगिकं मर्गं दुःखोपशमगामिनम्। एतं को शरणं क्षेमम्, एतं शरणमुत्तमम्, एतं शरणमागम सर्वदुःखा पमुच्यते।
Take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, and you will grasp the four noble truths: suffering, the cause of suffering, the end of suffering, and the noble eightfold path that takes you beyond suffering. That is your refuge, your only refuge. When you reach it, all sorrow falls away.
दुर्लभो पुरिसाजन्यो नसो सबत्थ जायति यत्थसो जायति धीरो तं कुलं सुखमेधति।
One like the Buddha is hard to find. Such a one is not born everywhere. Where those established in such wisdom are born, the community flourishes.
Sukho buddhanam uppado sukha saddhamma desana sukha संघस्य सामकी सम्मग्गानं तपो सुखो। पूजा रहे पूजयतो बुद्धे यदि वसावके पपंच समतिकंते तिन्न शोक परिहवे। तेतादि से पूजयतो निपुते अकुतो भये न सका पुण्यं संखातुं इमे तमपि केनचि।
Blessed is the birth of the Buddha. Blessed is the teaching of the Dharma. Blessed is the Sangha, where all live in harmony. Blessed beyond measure are they who pay homage to those worthy of homage, to the Buddha and his disciples, who have gone beyond evil, shed all fear, and crossed the river of sorrow to the other shore.
Thank you.